The Supplication on Thursdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who has taken away the shadowy night by His power and brought the sight-giving day through His mercy. He has clothed me in its brightness and given me its favor. O Allah, just as Thou hast spared me for this day, so also spare me for its likes. Bless the Prophet Muhammad and his household, and torment me not in it and in other nights and days by allowing me to commit unlawful acts and to clothe myself in sins. Provide me with its good, the good of all within it, and the good of everything after it, and turn away from me its evil, the evil of all within it, and the evil of everything after it. O Allah, by the protective compact of Islam, I seek mediation with Thee, and by the inviolability of the Quran, I rely upon Thee. By Muhammad, the Chosen, Allah bless him and his household, I seek intercession with Thee. So recognize my protective compact, by which I hope my need will be granted. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, decree for me on Thursday five things, which none embraces but Thy generosity, and none supports but Thy favors. Health through which I may have the strength to obey Thee. Worship by which I may deserve Thy plentiful reward. Plenty in my state through lawful provision. And that Thou makest me secure in the places of fear through Thy security. And placest me in Thy fortress against the striking of worries and sorrows. Bless Muhammad and his household. And make my seeking his mediation as an intercessor give profit on the day of resurrection. Surely, Thou art the most merciful of the merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Salamu Alaikum, welcome. This is today's special, and we're gonna speak about how to use leisure time. Salamu Alaikum. Today, Wednesday is the 22nd of Shaban, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 24th of Isfand, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 15th of March, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We want to learn some points about chapter Al-Fatir, verse 37 from the Holy Quran, so be with us in this part.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وهم يصطرخون فيها ربنا أخرجنا نعمل صالحا غير الذي كنا نعمل أولم نعمركم ما يتذكر فيه من تذكر وجاءكم النذير فذوقوا فما للظالمين من نصير.
And they will cry out therein, Our Lord, remove us, we will do righteousness other than what we were doing. But did we not grant you life enough for whoever would remember therein to remember? And the warner had come to you? So taste the punishment, for there is not for the wrongdoers any helper.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Yes, by observing the fruits of their evil deeds, they will regret deeply and they will cry loudly and ask for their respite. They ask Allah to return to this world in order to do righteous deeds. This holy verse clearly indicates that they had no anything insufficient because they had enough respite and there came to them necessary divine warners so that these two elements of awareness and felicity were ready for them. Therefore, there was no excuse or pretext remained for them.
Life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I when I have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know, amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. You are the light. You guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life but you.
The topic of this part is the continuation of the last episode, that there was how to use leisure time. A Muslim should remember that time is his capital, and if he does not make good use of it, he will regret it later. So one should utilize his time on what benefits him in this world as well as in the hereafter. One of the most beautiful and the most successful means of using free time is the habit of some wise people who during the end of session holidays spend their time in things that benefit them physically and intellectually and in righteous deeds and in enjoying pleasant, lawful things. They do not spend their holidays in keeping awake during nights, engaging in gossip and rumors, roaming about marketplaces causing disturbance and bothering believing men and women, aimlessly browsing the internet or social media, or watching useless programs that are abhorrent to Allah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we are going to talk about the Islamic principles for leisure time. Imam Ali as-Salam is quoted as saying, true believers divide their time into three parts: hours of prayers to God, hours of efforts to earn a living, hours of spending time on permissible pleasure and joy. This is in Nahjul Balagha, Chosen Words, number 382. Therefore, in Islamic teachings, leisure time is of high value and significance as a part of human life. and it should not be spent entirely on recreation. Rather, it must be spent based on planning. In the hadith and narratives attributed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the school of Ahlul Bayt, there has been significant focus on time. The hadith reiterates that every human being must serve other creations of God and work for the development of this world and happiness in the afterworld. But that requires health, joy, strength, and liberation from physical and mental tensions. In interpretation of "and stop them," indeed, they are to be questioned, which is from chapter 37 of the Holy Quran. The Holy Prophet has said, "On Judgment Day, nobody can take any further step before answering these four questions. How his youth has been spent, how his life has passed, and how he gathered wealth, and how he has used it. How faithful he has been to the house of the Prophet." Among other actions recommended for leisure time is reflection, particularly about the afterworld, and holding oneself accountable. Imam Ali alayhi salam has said, "It would be excellent should someone during certain hours close his eyes to everyday life concerns and hold himself accountable and reflect on what he has achieved and what he has lost during day and night."
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, in your hearts. A day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
But what are things you should think to invest your time and energy in? Does it leave you with a story? That is a good question. Making memories through exercises gives us stories to tell. For example, taking a hike with a friend might lead to a better story than re-watching your favorite TV show alone in your living room. Those stories allow us to develop connection with other people, which provides unity, purpose, and meaning in our lives. Other question, does it change you? Dear brothers and sisters, anything that forces you to grow or gives you purpose is key to personal development. Activities that teach you new skills or capabilities, change your worldview, or move you toward a greater goal are all transformational. This could be anything from learning a new recipe to take an improved class. Come here to learn about successful people, about spending their free time. They network. Many networking events exist outside the realm of corporate hours. They include weekend breakfasts and after-hours gatherings for conversation, and usually food and eating. Successful people are willing to step outside their comfort zones in an effort to meet new people regardless of any professional circumstances surrounding their effort. They're not necessarily interested in meeting people to land new sales or find a new employee. Instead, they simply like talking to people and meeting people, and success naturally follows them from there. The wider your network of contacts is, the more opportunities you'll have down the road.
time is the common denominator between everything in our life which is dear, everything which has value. So if you look at the things in your life that have value, what are some of those things? Relationships. Relationships have the highest value. Number one, our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, our relationship with our nearest of kin, our parents, our grandparents, our family members, our siblings, our children. And then number three, our relationship with everybody else, our neighbors, our smaller community, our larger community. Think about relationships and what enriches relationships. The number one factor is time. You can't purchase a relationship with God. You can't purchase a relationship with a parent. You can make them happy if you buy them certain things and they appreciate gifts, but that's very temporary. You can't purchase your relationship with your neighbors or your community. What is it that enriches your relationships? It's time. When you look at, for instance, your career, which is important to you, it's how much time you give to your career which determines whether you have a fulfilling career or you don't have a fulfilling career. Some people, they give too less time, too little time, so that they're not being productive. And some people, they're giving too much time to where it is being counterproductive in other areas. It's being damaging in other areas. So if you think about it, the most expensive asset that you own is time. But unfortunately, it is the asset which is most elusive, meaning that it is running away from you. The more that you try to run after it, the more it seems to slip from your fingers.
I was so far from you, yet to me you were always so close. I wandered lost in the dark. I closed my eyes to all the signs you put in my way. I walked every day further.
Dear friends, dear believers, we hope you've made the most use of today's program. Please send your comments and suggestions. Please do keep us in your prayer. Fi amanillah.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. All praises to Allah, all praises to Allah. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. All praises to Allah, all praises to
Food for thought.
Salam everybody, and let us listen to a saying from the martyr of Karbala, the Prophet's younger grandson, Imam Hussein, peace upon him, about the savior of humanity. The ninth of my descendants is the Imam who will rise with the truth. God will grant life to earth through him after its death. The true faith will supersede all religions through him. His absence shall be lengthy, during which many people will go astray. Only a few will remain on the right path. They shall suffer pains. People will put pressure on them, saying, "Let us know when this promise of the return of Mahdi is fulfilled." Those who will bear the pains and denials patiently will get the same rewards as those who accompanied the Prophet during his expeditions for jihad.
Take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Ali alayhi salam. This hadith is about taqwa. Taqwa or piety, it's also been translated in other ways such as God-wariness, God-consciousness. These are all various translations that have been given for this word. It's kind of very difficult to actually convey this concept into English. Piety is one of the principal or the principal virtue in Islam. There's a famous verse in the Holy Quran in which God says, "O mankind, indeed we created you from a male and a female and made you nations and tribes that you may identify with one another. Indeed, the noblest of you in the sight of Allah is the most God-wary amongst you. Indeed, Allah is all-knowing, all-aware." Right? So piety is the chief criterion for the nobility of a person, a human being. Even knowledge, which has been stressed a great deal in Islam, in and of itself, it's not an essential virtue. Rather, it more or less serves as a preliminary that paves the way for piety. Obviously, we cannot be pious and fear God and be God-wary if we don't know His commandments and His prohibitions. So knowledge is a prelude to that. But in and of itself, it's not something virtuous. So I can memorize the entire Quran. I can memorize all of the laws of Islam and so on and so forth. But that's not going to help me in the hereafter if I don't practice them and I don't act upon them. Keeping in this mind, the Imam Ali alayhi salam has been narrated to have said, "There is no dignity more honorable than God-wariness." And he said, "The key to dignity is God-wariness." In order to elaborate on this a little bit more, in another hadith, it's been related that Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "God-wariness is the remedy for the sickness of your hearts, the sight for the blindness of your hearts, the cure for the sickness of your bodies, the reformation of the corruption of your chests, your souls, the purification of the filth of your souls and your spirits, the enlightenment of the blindness of your eyes, the safety for the fear of your anxiety, and the light to the blackness of your darkness. Many hadith have been transmitted regarding this fact, you know, the virtue of God-weariness in Islam. And it's also been transmitted that Imam Zainul Abidin said, there is no nobility for the Qurayshite nor the Arab over other... there is no nobility for the Qurayshite nor the Arab other than through humbleness, and no dignity other than through God-weariness. That's very important. Especially, this is very beautiful when we take into consideration the environment in which Islam manifested, you know, in which people, they considered them superior, themselves superior to others because of their lineage or because of their, you know, language or because of their color of their skin and so on and so forth. Islam came in this environment and said, no, the true criterion for nobleness and karamat is nothing but piety. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at piety in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وجل.
Assalamu alaikum, respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quranic Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Xavier International Schools Network. Here we are again with Brother Ali Nasser, Brother Hussein Ruhullah, Brother Hassan Nasrullah, and Brother Fawad Haider. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. How are you?
Alhamdulillah.
Everyone is fine? Fawad?
Yes.
Okay, alhamdulillah. So, welcome, brothers. So, today, inshallah, brothers, we will work on Ayah 27 of Surah Ali Imran. And inshallah, we'll practice the recitation, the reading, and also we will practice the tajweed rules. Okay, everybody, let's once listen to the recitation of this ayah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Tuliju al-layla fin-nahari wa tuliju an-nahara fil-layl. وتخرج الحي من الميت وتخرج الميت من الحي وترزق من تشاء بغير حساب.
Alhamdulillah, nice recitation. Now I will read once, then we will recite, practice the recitation, okay? أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تولج الليل في النهار وتولج النهار في الليل وتخرج الحي من الميت وتخرج الميت من الحي وترزق من تشاء بغير حساب. Inshallah, we'll recite, we'll practice the tajweed rules. Okay, ready?
Yes.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
تولج الليل في النهار وتولج النهار في الليل.
تولج الليل في النهار وتولج النهار في الليل.
وتخرج الحي من الميت وتخرج الميت من الحي.
وتخرج الحي من الميت وتخرج الميت من الحي.
وترزق من تشاء بغير حساب.
وترزق من تشاء بغير حساب.
أحسنت ما شاء الله ما شاء الله. تولج الليل في النهار. This ayah is talking about some of the attributes of Allah Almighty. Okay, like the same as the previous ayah, which ended this way. إنك على كل شيء قدير. Or the beginning of the ayah, قل اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير. We talked about some of the attributes of Allah Almighty. Yes, the attribute of like he is the owner, he has the power, like these things. In this ayah also, Allah Almighty talks about some of his attributes. Oh Allah Almighty, you are the one who what? تولج الليل في النهار. You make the night pass into the day. It means the night changes to day, day changes to night. Okay, for example, today, for example, the day lasts, for example, for 12 hours. Yes? Tomorrow, for example, 1 minute lesser than yesterday. This way, okay? The time of the day is lessened and the time of the night is increased. This way, okay? These are the things that Allah Almighty do, yes? Allah Almighty does these things. So, تُولِجُ اللَّيْلَ فِي النَّهَارِ وَتُولِجُ النَّهَارَ فِي اللَّيْلِ. You make the night pass into the day and you make the day pass into the night. وَتُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ. Okay? وَتُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ وَتُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتَ مِنَ الْحَيِّ. You bring forth the living from the death. It means you give life to death. Okay? You give life to
death.
A death person. And also you, what?
Bring death.
Bring
to,
death.
To a alive.
To a live person. Thing. You give death to a live person. Okay? And you bring forth the living from death. And you bring forth the death from the living. وَتَرْزُقُ مَنْ تَشَاءَ. And you provide for whomever you wish. بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Without any reckoning. And you bless people. وَتَرْزُقُ مَنْ تَشَاءَ. You bless whomever you want. Without counting. Countless or numberless. It doesn't mean that you cannot count the number of the things that you give to people. It means so much.
Infinite, okay? Or...
Yeah, like so much. So much, yes. Unlimited. Numberless. So, guys, this ayah talks about some of the attributes of Allah Almighty. Okay? One of the attributes is that Allah Almighty is the one who passes the night into the day. Okay? Who makes the night pass into the day and also day into the night. And also he gives life and he gives death. Okay? These are all in Allah Almighty. بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرِ. It's all in his power. All right? So, during the history, there were some of the people, okay, who were claiming like they are the ones, okay, who give life to people. One of them was this Namrud, okay, that we had this story like some days ago, that he was saying that I am the Lord. Yes, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam said, no, you're not the Lord. My Lord is the one who gives life to dead bodies, okay? And he said, I can do it the same. He couldn't do. And he said, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam said that if you are the Lord, okay, so my Lord brings sun from east and make it set to the west, okay? Can you do it? He said, shocked. I can't do it. Yes? He couldn't do it. So he was claiming he is the Lord, and God forbid, okay? So look how Allah Almighty answers them. Brings good reasons, yes? To understand. Maybe he's making a mistake, okay? So, guys, may inshallah Allah Almighty help us understand his attributes well, and inshallah believe in them. Tawheed and Sifat is very important.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا هذا
القرآن. Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
So, let's continue with the Tajweed rules. تولج الليل في النهار. The first thing to mention is the pronunciation of some of the letters. Yes, Ali Nasir?
Yes.
What letters we should pay attention?
First is the letter waw.
Waw. Waw has to be pronounced correctly. Not a v, a v, a v sound we don't have. Like the letter V in English. We don't have that in Arabic. So?
Then we have letter ha.
Ha. Great. Ha. Finnahar. Uh-huh. Next one. Do you think kha is important? Yes. Takh wa tukhriju. Heavy letter.
Yeah.
Ra, ra, sometimes it has finnahara, ra, what is, sorry, nahari, we have light sound, nahar, watulijun nahara, heavy sound. Okay, next one.
Then we have letter ha.
Ha, ha, hay, ha.
Then we have letter qaf.
Qa, uh-huh, heavy sound.
Then we have letter
hamza.
Hamza.
Tasha'u, right?
Yeah.
And the
Ghain.
Last one. Ghain, ghayri hisab. So these letters must be correctly pronounced. Then let's practice the other rules, inshallah. Tulijul, make sure you pronounce the U sound, the long vowel sound. Tulijul, don't read it. Tulijul. Tulijul, we have a waw there. Tulijul layla. Layla has a lean sound.
Yes.
Lean sound. It means a sound. Layl. Layl, soft A sound. Finnahari. Fi has a long vowel sound, yes? Yamad. Fi, then annahar. Noon is one of the sun letters, yes? So you skip lam, also skip hamzatul was. You also skip
the mad.
Yamad. So, fa, you directly join fa, the letter fa, with the letter noon.
Noon.
Fi, fin, finnahar. تولج الليل في النهار وتولج النهار في الليل. في الليل the same. Right? في الليل. Skip the mat. Sila Hassan tells you it's better to
continue.
Continue. Sila. Wasl is better than waqf. And we have also qila, not in this ayah, but it's just the opposite of sila. Qila tells you
better to stop.
Better to stop. Better to stop. But you can continue. Both, in both of them, you have the permission to continue. But it's better to continue in Sila. It's better to stop in Qila. You can also stop at both of them. But it's better to stop in Qila. It's better to continue in Sila. Yes?
Yes.
Okay. وَتُخْرِجُ الْتُخْ خَا has a heavy sound. Don't read it. تُخْ. تُخْ. No. تُخْ. وَتُخْرِجُ الْ حَيَّ حَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ. Pay attention to the tashdeed, okay? The shadda sign. وَتُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ وَتُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتَ مِنَ الْحَيِّ وَتَرْزُقُ. The letter ra has to be pronounced with a heavy sound. وَتَرْزُقُ مَن تَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Uh-huh. مَن تَشَاءُ. Nun Sakin, Ikhfa. Hide the sound of the Nun Sakin here. Man tasha', a nasal sound also. وَتَرْزُقُ مَن تَشَاءُ مَد
is wajib.
Is it wajib to stretch it?
Yes.
For six counts. Okay, why?
Because Alif Mad and
Hamza
are in
one word. The same word, the word Tasha. So Tasha is one word, Hamza and Alif Mad are in the same. So, in the same word. تشاء بغير حساب غير اي sound, right?
Yes.
With a heavy letter. غير حساب. When you stop here, the tanween of ba changes to sukoon and the letter ba is a sakin ba. And the rule qalqala, echoing sound, must be applied here. So, حساب. Right?
Yes.
Hussein, read this ayah once with tajweed rules.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تولج الليل في النهار وتولج النهار في الليل
نهارا
وتخرج الحي من الميت وتخرج الميت من الحي
do not stretch the ميت, no, do not stay here. ميت, right? Okay. وَتَرْزُقُ
مَنْ تَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ
أحسن حساب. Thank you so much, brothers and sisters. Thank you so much for being with us. Thanks for listening to IRIB English Radio. Please stay with IRIB English Radio. Inshallah, in the coming sessions, we'll have also our Quranic sessions. We'll continue, inshallah, to the next ayat, inshallah. So, Hassan Hussein, Ali Nasir, Fawad, thank you so much for being with us today. And see you in the coming session. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Savio International Schools for cooperation. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. وعجل فرجهم.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program The Ocean of Dua. During this month of Sha'ban, the month of Almighty Allah's mercy and pleasure, we will try to offer a glance into some of the passages of the whispered prayer of Sha'baniya, or the so-called Munajat Sha'baniya. Thank you in advance for staying with us. We'll be back again after listening to some parts of it.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Ilahi lam yakun li hawlun fa antaqil bihi an ma'siyatik illa fi waqtin ayqadtani li mahabbatik وكما أردت أن أكون كنت فشكرتك بإدخالي في كرمك ولتطهير قلبي من أوساخ الغفلة عنك.
Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were discussing this excerpt of the great whispered prayer of Sha'baniyya. إلهي لم يكن لي حول فأنتقل به عن معصيتك إلا في وقت أيقظتني لمحبتك. My Lord, I had no strength to desist from your disobedience except when you awakened me because of your love. So, regarding this love and mahabba of the Almighty Allah, its different aspects, its effects, its origin, and its true definition, and of course its different levels, we have come to discuss so far in a couple of episodes these concepts. Now, what we concluded in the previous episode was the fact that the true and most sincere form of love does not part its ways with action, and at the same time, a state of yearning and intimacy, and of course, hope in the Almighty Allah's grace and mercy. This is what we concluded in the previous episode. So, is it possible that the keepers of hellfire would drive such lover to the fire and torture him in it, while such a person calls out, O Lord, and seeks shelter in him with the tongue of those who have professed his oneness? This is what Imam Ali alayhi salam in the supplication of Kumail says. Nay, what has proceeded in our lives of his clemency and grace sharply and absolutely negate this. And interestingly, Imam Ali alayhi salam argues through the clemency of Allah for his clemency and through his grace for his grace. He says, while he has hope for your previous clemency, Imam Ali alayhi salam is using decisive words regarding this side of the issue, that is, the descending part in the relation of Allah with his servant, as he is equally decisive and assertive regarding the other side of the issue, that is, the ascending part in the relation of a servant with the Almighty Allah. So, as he was decisive in the fact that the hearts which have tasted the sweetness of his love and his hope would never part with it and would never seek another love and hope in the place of the love of the Almighty Allah and hope in him, even if the punishment of Allah were to encircle these hearts similarly, he is decisive in the fact that Allah cannot disappoint such a true love and hope which dwells in the hearts of the truthful ones. This is the decisiveness that we can see in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam in the supplication of Kumail, describing the true kind of love, the kind of love that in this part of whispered prayer is used. إلا في وقت أيقظتني لمحبتك.
Alhamdulillah, we have been given the blessed opportunity of witnessing another month of Sha'ban, which is the month of Allah's mercy and pleasure. حَفَفْتَهُ بِالرَّحْمَةِ وَالرَّضْوَانِ. Allah has covered this month with His pleasure and mercy. I thought it might be good to have a little introduction to Munajat al-Sha'baniyya. The late Imam Khomeini, in many places on several occasions, emphasized on this Munajat. And in one of his sayings, he said that there are many important mystical points that one can understand from the Quran and whispered prayers of Imams. And then in particular, he mentioned Munajat al-Sha'baniyya, and he said philosophers, mystics may be able to understand some aspects of these whispered prayers. But if someone wants to really understand, must be a person who has himself achieved a high level of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that he can have a taste, he can have an experience of what he says. In another place, the late Imam Khomeini said something very important. He said, this Munajat al-Sha'baniyya is one of the whispered prayers that if someone pays attention to it and follows it and reflects on it, he can reach somewhere. He can achieve some levels of perfection. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us in this month of forgiveness and to be pleased with us in this month of pleasure. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us, our families, our community, all humanity with His pleasure, with His reward, with the coming of Imam Mahdi ajjalallah ta'ala farajahu sharif, with forgiveness, with being able to remain always on the right path.
So this determination, this decisiveness that we see in the words of the infallibles, when they are discussing the concept of love and the fact that the Almighty Allah, the absolute cause, the creator of the hearts of the servants, is not to punish them when He senses this kind of love in their hearts, this decisiveness, this determination is something that is always in the words of the infallibles. In his famous whisper prayer, he addresses Allah, the Exalted, and says, O Allah, by your might and majesty, I have indeed loved you with a love whose sweetness has settled in my heart. And the hearts of those who confess your oneness cannot believe that you hate your lovers. This is also reflected upon in Munajatul Khaifin. Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn alayhi salam says, O Allah, a soul which you have exalted by its professing your unity, how will you humiliate it with the humiliation of your separation? And heart which is inhabited by your love and hub, how will you burn it in the heat of your fire? This is the decisiveness also shown in the words of Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn, Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We have taken great help discussing the different levels of love from the article available at www.al-islam.org named as Supplication in the Eyes of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Sha'ban bjamalak jalalak zahawban wal alam yqillak ahibbak ya Sha'ban. Sha'ban bjamalak jalalak zahawban. Sha'ban bjamalak jalalak
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah.
IRIB English Radio, a herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray five times a day when so many others have strayed, smiling he would say, I am a Muslim. Dini al-Islami dini wal-Azam ghayru dini Muhammad illi hadini.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God, welcome to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program. And sitting in the studio along with me, Sheikh Javid, well, the dear guest speaker in this program, Islamic Laws. Welcome to the program, Sheikh Javid.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Stay tuned. We'll be back. We're going to talk about some of the Islamic rules or laws about purity according to Ayatollah Khamenei's fatwas. But before that, let's take a listen to a short biography. A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtada Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad. For 4 years, he studied Kharij under Ayatollah Milani again. Speaking to some of those who knew Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran, when the issue of the ijtihad of Ayatollah Khamenei came up, they said, we testify that he was a mujtahid not now, but in 13... 13-